You are making the world a better place by listening to the Joy of Living podcast. This is your guide to achieving a more purposeful, powerful, and positive life. Join Barry Shore in unlocking the best version of you and becoming happier, healthier, and wealthier. And now, here's your ambassador of joy, Barry Shore.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. We have good in abundance today, overflowing. We have good that is going to enable you to transform your consciousness. You are going to have such an positive impact on your life because our amazing guest who will be joining us in just a few minutes, and this will reward you for doing what you did right now, which is consciously and conscientiously tuning into the joy of living. And you've done it for one reason, and one reason only. It's the best reason in the whole world, because you care the most in the entire world about you. Y-O-U. And that's great, because when you're the best you, they make the world a better place. You build more bridges of harmony. You create more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world. And that's the best way to live, isn't it? Now, you know that on this show, and right now, by the way, you're being joined by about 348,613 people around the world. And by the time we bring on our amazing guest, Michelle Blood, there'll be over 355,000 people. Thank God there's 330,000 people every single week, and you're always inviting your friends. Thank you. Welcome. Welcome. I'm humbled and honored. But you tuned in to this show because, you know, on this show, we discuss the three fundamentals of life. And these three fundamentals bring you a mystical experience, which enables you to be the best you possible. And the three fundamentals of life are, number one, life. Your life has purpose. And when you need to lead a purpose-driven life, number two happens. Now, in this case, a good number two, you go MAD. Now, MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for make a difference. Lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference in the world, just like our amazing guest, Michelle Blood. And the third fundamentals of life is to unlock and uncover the secrets and power of everyday words and terms. Simple example. Right now, WWW, ask anybody, what does it stand for? Remember, this show is being carried throughout the world, audio and video, through the internet. So ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? And very good, it has to do with the internet. Factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for, drumroll, fanfare, da-dun, da-da. What a wonderful world. And what a is a word, right? W-H-A-T-A. What a wonderful world. That's WWW. And you, right now, when you use these three fundamentals, uncover the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms, the result will be is you will be happier, healthier, and wealthier. Who doesn't want that? So, you know, when I talk about people, what a wonderful world, there's a great song by Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, that has gone around the world, what a wonderful world. And it's not just touched tens of millions or hundreds of millions, but billions of people around the planet know that song. Whenever you hear the opening bars right away, what do? You smile. You can't help but smile when you hear that wonderful song. Now, smile is one of the most important words you could ever integrate, utilize, and leverage in your life, because smile stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, I got to tell you, recently I've been speaking, thank God, to people again, you know, human beings. And recently I spoke to about 1,138 people in the audience. And I'm telling the story about smile, seeing miracles in life every day, story of Barry Shore. And people raise their hands and say, hey, Barry Shore, I've been up for hours where I haven't seen any miracles. And I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you stand still? I can't do that. Can you walk? I can barely do that. Do you have water, drink, food to eat, place to sleep, family, friends? Every single one of those is a miracle. You know what the proof is? Simplest proof. A million people didn't get out of bed this morning. You know why? They died. By definition, if you're watching or listening, you didn't. You have an obligation to live life to the full. You'll be hearing that from Michelle with her great song and her impact on life for the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. But imagine the following. Story about me. standing up in the morning, hale and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, and that evening being in the hospital totally, completely paralyzed. Not an automobile accident, not a spinal injury, a rare disease which I never heard of the day before took over my body and rendered me a quadriplegic. It means nothing in my body moved. All I could do was blink my eyes. That's it. 144 days in the hospital. I was in a hospital bed in my own home 2 years. I couldn't turn over by myself. 4 years in wheelchair. I had braces on both my legs, my hips to my ankles. That was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand. So I'm a tripod, not a biped. I still can't walk up a stair by myself. I can't walk up a curb by myself. And I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But hear my voice. Positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. And all because of this one word. Smile. Seeing miracles in life every day. Like I gotta tell you quickly, my niece comes over to me a few weeks ago and she says, she's 8 years old, by the way. She says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile? S-M-I-E-L. I thought about it. I said, smile, sounds the same. Why not? I asked her, how come? She says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. An 8 year old. But what was she doing? She was creating the kind of world that she wants to live in. Now, create is a wonderful word. It stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. And that's what we're going to learn today. We're going to talk about rethinking. We're going to talk about Kundalini awakening. We're going to talk about awakenings in general and the ability for you to control your thoughts, your words, and your deeds. And you're going to internalize the 6 most important words that you'll ever learn. Utilize these words and your life will shift for the better. And these words are choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Now, I got to warn you in advance, and I'm warning Michelle before she comes on, your humble host does use a lot of 4-letter words. I even use the 4-letter F-U word because it's fun and the shock value. Now, of course, the 4-letter words that I use, because we live in the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, are live, love, life, hope, grow, free, gift, pray, play, swim. 4-letter words, right? And the 4-letter F-U word is fun. Fun, yeah. F-U, capital N. And right away, people raise their hands and say, Barry, sure. Fun's only spelled with 3 letters. Not in our world. World of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Fun is spelled F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, you see your family and friends. You have a twinkle in your eye, a smile on your face. Remember what that stands for. Point your finger and say, F-U, everybody. Remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. I said, where'd you get that? I said, I listened to Barry Shore, The Joy of Living. He wants to teach the world to F you, capital N, capital N. So right away, before we bring on Michelle, I want you to all to do the following. It's going to help you, your family, your friends, and all living beings. I want you to use the 2 most powerful words in the English language 3 times a day from now for the rest of your life. That's it. 2 most powerful words in the English language. They are, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. A Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, I read his writings, be kind whenever possible. And he said, it's always possible. Imagine you go to the coffee shop, you sit down, you order a fancy latte, and somebody brings it to you. Say, thank you. You walk to the coffee shop, you order a fancy latte, you sit down, a few minutes go by, nobody brings it. You go to the kind and say, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot, we'll bring it to you. A couple more minutes go by, they bring it, and you say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, and it's raining out. Somebody holds the door open for you. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, and it's raining, and somebody slams the door on you. You say, thank you. You're stuck in traffic. You're late for an appointment. Somebody cuts you off. You say, thank you. You get up in the middle of the night, and you stub your toe, and it hurts. You say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. Kind is a wonderful word that stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. I can't think of anybody on the planet right now that inspires noble deeds more than wonderful, fabulous Michelle Blood. Welcome, wonderful Michelle. Please say hello to 356,822 people around the world.
Hello, everyone. It's wonderful to be here with you, Barry. You're such an inspiration and it's just the vibration and the joy coming from you is so tangible and real. The first time I even saw a photograph of you, I felt it.
Woo!
Woo!
When a beautiful woman gives you a compliment, all you can say is, thank you. And you got to understand something. Michelle Blood, if I start reading to you all the things that she is and does, then it would take the rest of the show. But I'm going to give you a few data points because they're so important. you can hear by her accent, she's a very famous, successful Australian rock singer. And her transformation into a global leader, motivational leader, an awakening personality who is literally teaching the world how to emerge into greater light and become the best you possible. Is that correct, Michelle? Isn't that what you really do?
Yes.
Can you do it with song? So let's just jump right in and start with one question that I really find so fascinating, because when you're dealing with an artist, which you are, and a business, which you have, how do you run a business like a successful rock band and still get involved with awakening of what we'll call the Kundalini? Let's start with that.
Well, that's an it's an interesting sort of way of looking at it from back to left. And anyway, what I realized when I was, because I was the singer and the manager of the band, and we toured at one stage for 7 years nonstop. And in Australia, that's an extremely tough thing to do. I think
it's a big place.
Yeah, I think it was just me and Chrissy Amphlett from the Divinals that did more gigs than any other female singers in Australia, because it's really rough and tough. And but I managed to be very, very strong in realizing that if any of my band members turned up drunk or stoned or out of tune, the whole band would be fired. So right from the get-go, even when we were only doing gigs to say 100 people, you know, I would fire them on the spot. And we would just do the gig without the guitar player that night.
You know? Well, how did you do the gig?
Well, your keyboards can take over the other stuff.
And you did the singing?
Yeah. Got the drummer, and we've still got keyboards and a bass player. So, but I realized that we had to, if you're not in tune with everyone in that band, the band will never get hired, because everyone, even if you don't think you can sing or you're tone deaf, nobody's tone deaf. Because music is a vibration, you feel weird when something's out of tune. You may not even hear it consciously, but you feel weird. So then I realized, as things progressed in my life, that the people that I worked with, and if I could feel their soul and their heart and they were in the right place, I would just be patiently training them with the rest of my team, because that's grown and grown and grown over the years. And we've all worked together now, most of us, for over 20 years. So that's a successful rock band there, even though it's not a rock band, it's my rock band. Right. and because, you know, you've got to be, people in business sometimes get manipulated, or they feel like they're going to let someone down if they can't keep working with them. But if they're in the wrong place, it's not their purpose to be there. You've got to let them go to their highest good, to their purpose. So that's one of the things that is extremely important when you're running a business. That way you have such a family, a real familiar together when you work together and you enjoy every single thing. And another thing that's really important, I feel, in business is to make sure that you have take people on that can't do, that do what you can't and can't do what you do. Because in the beginning, I'd have all these women coming and wanting to be singers or speakers, and they weren't very good at what they did. So I just wrote down to the divine exactly what I wanted, all the qualifications, the heart, the loyalty, the honesty, and these people just came to me like lightning bolts many years ago. So that's the beginning of it.
I need to unpack something, because you just touched on some of the most vital, important items. And people, again, we have listeners worldwide. So you're touching upon the human experience, which you, thank God, have transcended. So you are perfectly human, and yet your consciousness transcends the human experience, the shell called you, and now you're part and in tune of the world. But I love what you said. I wrote down what I wanted from the divine, and then you attracted people. So I want you to emphasize again that it's one thing to articulate something, to speak it. But in my humble experience, putting pen to paper or quill to paper, how old I am, pen to paper, quill to paper, as opposed to on the computer. Not that the computer's bad, I'm not still writing, but a process called writing really helps transform things, doesn't it? And awakens that inner power that creates the law of attraction. Is that true?
Yeah, of course, it's absolutely 100% true because of the fact, I mean, you can look at it scientifically and spiritually because it's all spirit, it's all vibration. The reason that we have had something in this world called a signature for years, which is makes you law-bound with a contract or something, is because we're using more of our senses and we're used to seeing our own handwriting, and it makes a difference. It makes it more emotional. You're using more of your senses and you tend to believe it more. And so I found that, I mean, one of the things that I used to do when I was traveling a lot, all the time, all over the world, I would put postcards from God and send them to myself from the country I was in. And it would be like, "Dear Michelle, my beloved daughter, when you arrive back in Sydney or wherever it is I was living at the time, you are going to experience such magical, mystical experiences, plus opportunities to be doing your purpose. New song ideas will come to you even before you get home, and you're welcome." Love the divine. And I would get home and see these postcards and everything I ever, that the divine ever wrote to me, because it's always us. And so I get people to do that all the time now, and they've had so many, and it's a fun thing to do. It's a beautiful thing to do.
Okay, let's instruct everybody, because remember, the whole purpose of Michelle Blood is that her blood exists for her to animate and be that transforming process of consciousness in the people that are listening. That's really what you're doing. You're making a positive impact in life. And there's nothing greater to live for. But I love the idea that you literally signed the postcard, the divine. In other words, you had a communication from the divine. It's literally that simple, right? You said, "This is what it is." Now I know we're going to talk about mystical experience, and I really want to emphasize how you do things in the Kundalini awakening and things like that. But I want to start here where we're moving people along slowly. And I think that you just gave everybody something wonderful to do. And I myself am going to adopt it. I love it. Sign the divine, because now there is a complete and total relationship with that which runs everything. I want to talk to you about law of attraction, because you mentioned it. Now, you might like this. I work with acronyms all the time. By the way, love, I think you'll enjoy. Living on vibrant energy. How do you like that one?
I love it. I had a band called LOVE, and it was a love of vast experience.
Well, there you go. We're in sync, kid. So the genius of the word law, when people hear the word law, they tend to think of it as constricted, right? You know, the bubble goes and the police come out and say, when we think of law, Michelle and myself and people who are in the world of awakening, we think of law, which means L-A-W, love and wisdom. That's the law of attraction. Love and wisdom. And that's been the basis of your life. Am I correct?
Yes.
When did you begin to feel this remarkable enlightenment that was your destiny? When did you choose to live an enlightened life?
Well, what happened to me when I was a little girl, I lived in the countryside called the Blue Mountains in Australia, and it's a tiny little town. My father was the civil engineer, and it was a Catholic school. But unlike other people that were recovering Catholics, I loved it. I loved the nuns. I used to sing at all their school estedvits. And I would go to mass every morning from the age of four and I was allowed to sit with the nuns. And one of the nuns and I would always be crying because I didn't know any other God except for Jesus. So because I didn't have privy to all the other enlightenment, I didn't know. So, you know, from past life things, I was already in love with this. My heart was always glowing. And it was just, even just to look at a statue or a church, I'd be like, oh.
Wait a minute. I'm surprised we didn't see stigmata on your fins.
But anyway, so what happened to me then? Rock and roll, you know, very successful in my band and loved all that. It was a joyous hard work. I love hard work. I love to use willpower to make things happen. And I'd always been able to do that, even though I didn't consciously know how I was doing it. Anytime I gave myself a command that something was going to happen, I made it happen. And some people think you've just got to sit in the cave and go on. You have to take divine right action as well. Whenever you're given that little tiny voice of turn left, not right, turn left, my friends, turn left. Anyway, so doing the singing affirmations, my frequency, my vibration was becoming so fast that anything I thought about was just happening immediately. And I worked with the late and great Bob Proctor for many, many years. We created great products. He worked as fast as I did. We would think of an idea and we'd go in the studio and we'd create it straight away. I loved working with Bob. And he is such a high spiritual being. Yes. And just amazing. But anyway, I said to him one day, I said, I've got this heart glow and I want to find that God within me. And he said, well, look for an enlightened teacher. I said, have you ever had one? And he said, well, I don't know if he was enlightened, but he was my mentor and I loved him, Lloyd something. And so I started traveling to Japan and India and different places looking for the bald man with the long gray beard, thinking that's what enlightenment must look like. Or I didn't think there were any good-looking tall dudes like Jesus around anymore. But anyway, right. So I just kept studying different things, reading Autobiography of a Yogi when I was about 20, changed my life. I loved that. And then the Swami Muktananda book, Play of Consciousness, really hit me right in the heart chakra. I mean, it was like, I get that. I feel those waves of ecstasy. I meditated. I started doing things. I started going into jungles that were dangerous to prove my faith. I mean, I was allergic to apples. I'd make sure I had an apple when I was on an airplane to prove my faith.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I'm going to ask you a question. Are you enjoying this right now?
I'm loving it. I'm loving it because when I get to meet another soul that I'm in synergy with,
I can feel it. It's
pure love. It is bliss for me. It's because everything I'm about is to bring people to their awakening, their purpose, to whatever it is that's going to take them from their suffering, to make more money or to do whatever they want to do. All my students, it's like I practically do it for them. Someone wanted to write a book, end up co-writing it with them. All I want is nothing except to see everyone joyful and on purpose because it is such a natural way of being. But what happened with my enlightenment was I finally met an enlightened teacher and she was an American about 8 years younger than me. And my friend, I went to looking for an enlightened teacher and I'd already moved to America, USA. And I was at this place where an Indian enlightened man was there. But I knew it wasn't my teacher. I could feel that the man was enlightened. And then this other man came up to me and he said, do you think this man's enlightened? And I was like, who's this dude? And I said, I do. I really do. Anyway, so he did have a full enlightened teacher, like a Mahasiddha, like a Jesus who'd left the body. And he was searching for another teacher because once you've found an enlightened teacher, it's heartbreaking if you're not with them anymore, if you haven't become awakened yet, because their Shakti, their transmission changes your consciousness. So this beautiful lady, she's just quite shy, actually, because she just started teaching. She'd only been enlightened for about 3 years. And as you know, those first few years, your world is shaken and it's very hard to handle being in the world. Anyway, so I was looking at her hands and I was like, they're glowing. And then I started feeling the waves one after the other. Thank God she decided to take me on as a student. I went off the grid completely, stopped doing seminars, concerts, everything, and studied for 11 years nonstop meditation with her and eventually became awakened, which I never thought would happen. I wasn't doing it for me to become enlightened. Just because I love God so much, I wanted to feel that divine non-duality, that oneness forever, to know that I had found my purpose.
So much to begin to unpack and share in little bits and pieces with people. So first of all, huge thank you to you, Michelle, for sharing all this. By the way, SHARE stands for spreading happiness and rejuvenating energy.
Oh, you are the master of that.
Isn't it so wonderful? So the fact, when you mentioned Bob Proctor, who has gone on to a larger thing, a bigger estate, one of the great beings in the world of self-improvement, transformation, business acumen. And when I first heard your music, the first thing that came to my mind was, Bob Proctor, this is the way Bob Proctor did music. I mean, you did together. So I've been a devotee of his for decades because he was true and good and beneficial to many, many tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people. So thank you for that. I just also want to make mention that, as Michelle said, she does use four-letter words, and she used two of them, hard and work, or work hard. Yeah, you know, it's the idea of writing something down and saying it's from the divine and understanding that the love and wisdom is the world. The reality is action is that process that enables all of this to happen. Without action, these are great ideas and they're warm and fuzzies, but they're not going to get you to where you want to be, which is to be the best you. You see, this show, by the way, is not about Barry Shore, nice guy that he is. Not even about Michelle, wonderful being that she is, awakened and such. It's about you, Y-O-U. By the way, you might like this one, Michelle. The word joy stands for journey of you.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to write that down.
Whoa. Wait a minute. You can, and when you do write that down, right underneath it.
I'll quote it. Whoever I quote, I always say who I've quoted. I think that, anyway. I love that because Bob was always like that. He said, and I learned this from so-and-so. I learned this from so-and-so. And I love that because, you know, it's like you want to be able to go to someone who's teaching you something that has had the experience. It's like you don't want to go to a piano teacher who's never touched the keys. It's like, so.
Wait a minute, that was too much fun. Or who read a book about piano teaching.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, I don't know how to play, but welcome, come in. Here's my fee. Can you tell me what that note is?
Oh, this is too much fun. F you, wonderful Michelle, capital N, capital N. So I want to make mention, everybody, everything you want to know, well, some of what you want to know about Michelle, just go to my website, www.whatawonderfulworldbarryshore.com, and there'll be so many links to Michelle and what she does and some music. We're going to play some music on the other side of this break. And again, remember that her being is all about a mystical experience for you, not for her. She lives as a mystical experience. And having a positive impact in life, that's one of the things that she lives for. She is here to serve. That's what happens when you're awake. You're here to serve. You're not here to, yes, to give and to serve, not to get. Getting, that's easy. It's service that really brings about that awakening tsunami of transformation of consciousness, right? And she's a master of awakening. So I just wanted to, before we go over the break in just about 30 seconds, I want to tee us up and get us ready that on the other side, we're going to do something with one of the songs. We're going to play a little bit of one of your songs. We're also going to talk to people about, if you don't mind, the three biggest misconceptions that people make about meditation. Because that's, you do meditate, let's be blunt. You know, it's one of the great processes of life. So we're going to talk with your permission on the other side. I'll just give you everybody a little taste. In my world where I learned from meditation, and thank God for many decades as well, is my master would say the following. The best medication is meditation. And he would point out, you just change one letter from medicate to meditate. Because that's what happens. Because at the end, he would say, and the best meditation is medication. So on that wonderful note, we have a great, great sponsor named Organifi. We'll be right back after this, Michelle. Don't go away. We've got more blood on the other side of this call. Good day, everyone. Barry Shore here. So happy to be discussing with you today a plant-based, high-quality, protein, organic superfood called Organifi. O-R-G-I-N-I-F-I. Organifi. I use it. I ordered it. I sought them out. I'm so glad to be urging everybody to try and use this remarkable high-quality food product. The story is two wonderful people, Drew and Jamal, who in 2014 joined forces together to find the best possible high quality superfood blends. Took them 52 different tries before they got it right. And I'm telling you, they hit on something that is revolutionizing the world, your health. This is the best, the most powerful, positive, purposeful, pleasant, high quality superfood you could ever have. That's as simple as it. You know, I swim 2 miles a day, 6 days a week. I use this to restore and regenerate my being, and I feel better for it. You can't go wrong. You must find your way to the website and order, use this product. I want you to go to Organifi, O-R-G-A-N-I-F-I.com, Organifi.com. And when you go there, you're going to put in the code LIVING, capital L-I-V-I-N-G, living, and you're going to get 20% off your first order. This is stuff that you're going to want to have for you, your family. You're going to tell your friends, everybody, this is health. This is good health. This is great health. Organifi.com. Please go there. You'll thank me for it. You'll be jumping up and down and telling the world. Go to Organifi.com, put in the code LIVING, capital L, capital I, V-I-N-G, and get 20% off. And I look forward to getting many, many comments and emails from you saying, thank you, Barry Shore. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, good-looking, always looking for and finding the good. We have good in abundance, our cup runneth over with good. Her name is Michelle Blood, transformation teacher and world leader, transforming your consciousness, being a positive impact on life. That's her whole being. She has experienced the mystical aspects of life, and she is awakened. And she's going to share with us now. We're going to play a little bit of one of her songs. So she's just so up. And so powerful. Up, by the way, stands for unlimited potential. That's who you are. Up. We asked her a big question before the break. Can you help us? What are the three biggest misconceptions about meditation? Because meditation is a pathway towards enlightenment and awakening, isn't it?
Absolutely. You've got to get that mind in the moment and have your thoughts stop. But the three things that I find when people come to me is they love the affirmation music and doing the visualization and their goal setting, and they don't even mind me talking about the divine sometimes. But when I start talking about with meditation with people who haven't touched it in this particular life, they may have before, for sure. If they've come to me, I'm sure they have. But first of all, they think it's going to be boring, so boring. And once you actually get the eternal starting to meditate you, it's anything but boring. You'll never be bored again. Ever. You wouldn't even have that in your consciousness, because it's the opposite. It's the most incredible experience once it begins to meditate you. But of course, I'm not saying it's easy to start with, to stop those thoughts. It can be quite challenging, but it's worth every bit of effort. The other thing is, people think that if you're not spiritually minded and you're not really thinking about God or stuff like that, that you won't be able to meditate. And that's not true either, because it's just a matter of teaching, or you being taught how to stop your thoughts. It's going to do all the great things in the world for you. It's going to lower your blood pressure. It's going to have your immune system will be much stronger. It will make you feel more peaceful inside. It's got nothing to do. You don't have to feel that you're a spiritual on any sort of spiritual path to practice meditation. Now, doctors will tell you this is true now. Now, the other thing is true too. Some people that think of themselves as extremely spiritual, maybe born again Christians, think it's not religious. They think it's like, oh, that's devil worship or something. Even though you'll hear, because I've had so many born again Christians send me stuff saying, you know, there must be demons inside of you for you to teach people meditation. I'm like, well, I think Jesus had a pretty good time out in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. And his apostles, he wanted them to stay awake and meditate with him. And they fell asleep. So, dudes, wake up.
You want to become awakened. Well, then wake up.
Yeah, the stillness of what it feels like when you can hear the hum of the eternal through everything. You can actually hear it and feel it animating every cell of your body. So every little bit of effort you put in, there is no such thing as a bad meditation. Every bit of effort you've put in will build up that bank account of empowerment. KISS, keep it simple and spiritual. There you go.
Keep it simple and spiritual. And I will add, if I may, as a coda here, that you will sleep better at night.
Oh, yes.
Yes, plus, a lot of people.
Yeah. Sorry.
A lot of people have trouble sleeping these days.
I don't know.
Many, many times, you know, what can I do to sleep better? I actually even tell them about the M word and they say, huh? Yeah, okay. That's another thing. By the way, with your permission, I have a 35-second clip here of one of your songs. May I play it now?
Oh, gosh, I insist.
Okay. Let's see. You know, tech is great when it works. Let's see what happens. Ready? Here we go, everybody. Stay tuned.
You didn't get any of the lyrics in, but that's okay.
Wait a minute. You know, I can only say my engineer is the one who put that up there. I just said you got 35 seconds, yes. But again, go to the website, www.whatawonderfulworld.barryshore.com, and you'll get a lot of Michelle's music there. She is giving away clips. They're there, so use them. They're wonderful. They will animate you. They'll get you up and moving. And by the same time, you'll also be able to learn how to quiet your mind. And as she said so poignantly, it's not boring. Anything but boring. It's as exciting as any football game you've ever been to in a different way. It's a different modality, that's all. Let's talk a little bit about Kundalini awakening. People have heard the word Kundalini. I don't know if they even know. Most of the time you hear Kundalini, you think of sex. So what is Kundalini awakening? Well, the Kundalini yoga is all about.
Oh, I forgot about that, yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, sex is better with meditation too, but it's another story.
Meditation is better than sex.
Ah, very good. By the way, that's true. At a certain point of awakening, that becomes, yeah, because the sex aspect of life, that we'll call the lust aspect of life, is a debilitating aspect. As a matter of fact, when I work with people, and I think you might like this also, you might even write this one down. There is we talk about the self. So the two aspects of the self, there's the lower self, the higher self. The lower self stands for, as an acronym, seeking excitement, losing focus.
Oh, good one.
Isn't that good? Seeking excites losing yourself. The higher self is recognizing that you are a soul experiencing life fully.
Very good. Your acronyms are incredible.
The best higher self.
Do you have a list of them on your website somewhere?
Well, yeah, we actually have I have hundreds and hundreds. This is what I do. I work with words and acronyms. I mean, it's part of what I do. And yes, we have some on the site. By the way, you'll get a copy of my book. We have some in there. And we have an acronym book that I ask people to contribute to. In other words, you may have a word and you think, hey, I'm going to send it into Barry Shore for it's called the Joy Vocabulary.
Oh, that is a great. Oh, what a beautiful thing.
You love it?
I love it. I love it.
Well, I got to tell you something, Michelle. We love you. So tell us about Kundalini awakening.
Well, this is fascinating. You know, you hear about chakras and people say they've gone to a hands-on healer or a massage person. They've said, oh, your chakra's blocked. Of course it is. At the bottom of the spine, there is the lifeblood energy, and I have seen it moving. Over the years, the experiences I've had, it's actually bubbles. I know that you know this, but the people that are listening, it's like vibrating bubbles of light that are just so fast. And it's like a bluey gold color that you can't even imagine on this world plane. And minute, smaller than any atom or anything. And this is like at the bottom of your spine laying dormant? No, it's not actually laying dormant. It's just that along the spine, I'll use my beautiful Tara here as an example. Along the spine, there is something called a shushumna. And the shushumna is like a hollow, supposed to be hollow, but it's blocked. It is blocked. It's along parallel to the actual spine. And it is blocked with all the experiences and that everything that you've ever gone through. When you are a beautiful diamond and you can't feel your diamond, you can't feel your diamond because all the experiences that you've had, where it's a strong emotion, and it doesn't matter if it's a positive emotion or a negative emotion, it's still sort of, if it's not a feeling, I'm talking about emotion. And you don't want to have emotion, you want to have deep feeling, because emotion will run with the egos. It'll go riding out into the, you know, the shawl. Anyway, so we've got to clear this diamond. And the way that we clear the diamond, which is your higher self, so that you can feel, and your intuition then is like spot on, your intuition, being in tune with God, is this starts bubbling up. As you meditate, it starts scrubbing the shushumna clean. The kundalini is actually bubbling light, and it scrubs it clean. And then as that happens, your chakras, you never meditate on lower chakras ever, because that will just make you hot. The postman will be in deep doo-doo because it'll just make you horny. You don't want that.
No.
So it's good to practice. It's okay. I always found that my heart chakra and my third eye were the places that I would be go to, because along the shushumna is actually the chakras. It's not actually in the front, but it feels like once the chakra starts becoming activated, because that part is, it starts feeling like pressure against the spine in a good way. And it's the kundalini, that bubbling, is to clean that, to activate that chakra, because that chakra, the heart chakra, once that's activated, then it starts to come up further and further, and then you start meditating. And then if you have a teacher that can transmit light, that is sending light in. That's why people start feeling the tingles and the waves in their brain, is because if you think we were given this entire masterpiece and none of it is supposed to be used but 3 to 10%, that's rubbish. The divine doesn't make mistakes. Those parts become activated as you meditate more. So it's like, as a teacher transmits light, some people call it transmitting Shakti, but Shakti is just coming from the consciousness of someone whose light isn't on and off, but is on, and they're just being used like a light bulb. When I transmit light, it's not me doing it, it's I'm being used by the eternal. And that then attracts more of the kundalini to come up so that more chakras can be activated. Say, for example, your heart chakra, when that's activated, that then gives you these gifts that you can see people with no judgment. You witness who they are, not their personality. You might see somebody yelling at their kids, but you can see immediately this person is just sad. They're just not having a good day. You don't judge ever. Judgment leaves you. And also, there's just so many beautiful experiences going through the Stargate once the third eye is activated. The experiences are literally out of this world. And so the Kundalini is a very real thing, and you can feel it. And as the heart chakra is activated, people, my students have said, I feel like my heart is pumping through my big toes, my hands. What's going on? Should I go to the doctor? I said, well, you can, because legally I should say that. But no, you're doing great. Keep meditating.
You are so wonderful. I mean, talk about positive impact in life. By the way, LIFE is a wonderful acronym. It stands for Living Inspirationally for Eternity.
Oh, now you got me.
Thank you. That's you.
You're very cheeky. That's a very sexy one, a divinely sexy one, that one, because that is absolutely so true. When you talk about the eternal and for eternity, because everyone is eternal, they're all immortal. Everyone is a immortal consciousness. So I love you so much.
We're rocking this.
I almost can't stand it.
Hey, everybody, this is so real. This is so wonderful. You can feel the vibrations right around the world. It's just, woo. So as that is a segue from where you are, wonderful Michelle, if you can, what is enlightenment and how can one attain being awakened?
Well, if you can find, well, it depends on what you did in your past life. It's an interesting thing. But see, I was teaching meditation and positive thought and everything for many years before I met my teacher. I mean, I had huge audiences working with so many huge names, but I still hadn't, even though I love Bob and everyone, I hadn't found someone who knew God. So even after just 2 months of meditating with this teacher, you know, just two nights every month, I started feeling so much more because the Shakti that she's sending, transmitting, things were opening up in my consciousness. I could see things that I couldn't see before. I was having Satori after Satori, and if anyone wants to know what that means, it's the mystical terminology of an aha moment. When you don't know, because people say, oh, I know, because they've read something. That's just a memory. That's just, you've got a good memory. Good on you. But a real aha Satori is when you actually have the experience. You know that you know. It's like saying to a 9-month pregnant woman, are you sure you're pregnant? If you have to ask, you're not awakened. You know, so
right.
You know, so it takes a lot. I'm not going to say it's easy, but every step of the way is the most incredible experience. And you go through, like, for about a year, I went through something called like the Stargate into all these different dimensions and met amazing, you know, consciousness that you don't talk, you don't go, oh, g'day, mate, how's it going? Been down the pub lately? No, it's not like that. it's surreal. It's surreal. But when you're in those states, your human consciousness is off. You're in the moment. You can see 360 degrees around you. The very first time that happened to me, where I could see everything around me, the moment I thought, oh, my gosh, I can see everything, I was back into my body again. So right. Frustrating because it's like the moment consciousness clicks on again, you're back into normal consciousness. So it happens over and over and over again. I never expected it to happen, but it was happening so much. I would not, to start with, it was just like a flash of light. And so I would meditate every night until that flash of light. I would not stop until I had that flash. And I didn't realize at the time that that flash is the beginning of the Stargate. How Jesus talked about the pin, you know, the needle, that is what you see. You eventually start seeing this pin of light. that comes actually from the middle of your brain, like a laser light out through. Everyone thinks your third eye there, it's but actually in the middle of the brain. It comes through for it to be activated, and you start feeling it pulsating. And you could actually sometimes see people's, you know, temples start pulsating. It's they freak out. It's funny. Anyway, that's my entertainment.
So how does somebody, regular person, we have hundreds of thousands of people around the world listening, enraptured, leaning in, saying, this is amazing. I want to hear it again. This is great stuff. How does one begin the process?
Well,
what's
I think
the first step for somebody?
I think the important thing is to find an enlightened teacher who will teach you, that you feel a connection with. Because as I said before, I'm very irreverent. I'm a rock singer. I've always been irreverent. If there's nothing I haven't seen, nothing could shock me. But the only thing that really shocked me into, you know, it's like I was 15 when I left school. I lived on my own from 15 onwards. Because I won't go into the reasons why, but I had to for my safety. But anyway, and then I worked hairdressing, working in pubs at night behind the bar, doing all of these things to keep myself going. So if you think that I was, you know, an extraordinary person, it happened. No, a 15-year-old girl goes into rock and roll and then she has a car accident, so she has an epiphany to start writing, oh, yeah, positive affirmation songs, and they actually did help heal my body. I'm not saying that they didn't, but I also thank the doctors all the time because I've got, you know, I need an oil can for all the steel plates in my body. But it's anybody, everybody has that kundalini at the base of their spine. You don't know. You don't know where your consciousness is. You could have had past lives where you were enlightened and it just like I need to, and then all of a sudden I've seen it. There's one of my students, William, he's in early enlightenment now. And when I first met him, he was depressed and not happy running his business. But there was something about me, he was looking for an enlightened teacher, that made him laugh. And he's been with me for, I don't know, 12 years now, but he stuck. Now he's teaching meditation in Ireland, and he would never have thought that he would be interested in doing anything like that. But he was desperate to find joy because he was in a bad place. So you don't know who you are. You don't know who you used to be yet. So you could be just on the verge, because sometimes people just need a sign. I remember once I was driving along up to King's Cross in Sydney to go to a gig. And I had already started reading all of these books and things that were just, you know, I would literally walk off the stage in between sets and start reading again with a flashlight, with a torch. I couldn't stop feeding myself this stuff. So if you begin with to just start realizing that anyone can do it, you don't know who you used to be. You may have been a great enlightened teacher or just a really fantastic person, who knows? And you just have to waken it up, because some people are soul sick. They think they're depressed, but they're not. They're soul sick because they can feel within themselves there's something missing. Some people come into the body and they're like, why am I encased in this body, blood and bones? It's like it feels weird. I feel like an alien. Well, you are, but welcome to Earth.
Wait a minute. What a great line. You are welcome to Earth. So just, if I may say, just begin the process. Begin. So I have three questions for you because we're running on, this time goes by so fast, doesn't it? Three quick questions for you, wonderful Michelle. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready, Barry.
Okay. Number one question, will you come back again?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay, thank you.
I want to do lots of things in the future with you. Don't get your mind out of the gutter.
Oh, that's so good. Number two, you have 80 seconds only, 80 seconds only. What is your most fervent desire?
I don't have a desire, I'm sorry to say. My prayer and my purpose is that I can see as many people as I can release suffering, because suffering is not necessary on this planet. Poverty is not necessary. the mind controlling all of these different things. I want to see, and I am seeing it, people awaken from their suffering and then help other people release them from their suffering. And I am living that and doing it because suffering is not normal, people. It is not normal. You weren't born to suffer, even though the ironic thing is always, there's always Zen. It's always one end to the other with infinity, with eternal. It is sometimes you have to suffer to awaken. Like my car accident was what people would think the worst thing in the world to happen to a rock singer, but it was the best thing. So that's number two. 80 seconds. Thank you.
So pain is normal. Suffering is optional. Very good. And number three, may I give you a hug in front of 358,000 people around the world?
Oh, yes, please do.
But I got to tell you what HUG stands for. HUG stands for heartfelt, unlimited giving.
Oh, heartfelt, and the joy unlimited. Of giving.
Woo, she is right on, too. Giving. Yes, sing it out, wonderful Michelle. On the count of three, one, two, three. Thank you, wonderful beings. You've been listening to The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore, and amazing guest, Michelle Blood. And we've been talking about transforming your consciousness, having a positive impact in life, the mystical experience of awakening. That is what Michelle is all about. And you know that in this show, it's all about you. Y-O-U. That's why you tuned in. Become the best you possible. When you do that, you build bridges of more harmony. You create more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world. We work with the three fundamentals. Remember, they are life as purpose, not live a purpose-driven life. You can go MAD. MAD is a great acronym that stands for make a difference in the world. And number three is to unlock the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms like WWW, what a wonderful world. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day. As my 8-year-old niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. Create the kind of world you want to live in, as Michelle said to us. Create your world, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. When you do all this, you'll be happier, healthier, and wealthier. Who doesn't want that? Use 4-letter words like love, life, hope, free, grow, easy, work, pray, play, swim, and tell the world to F you, capital N, capital N. Have the show. F you, capital N, capital N. Use the two most powerful words in English language at least 3 times a day, consciously, conscientiously, for now and the rest of your life, and you will affect yourself, your family, your friends, and all living beings. And these two words are thank you,
thank you,
thank you, to harmonize and network kindness. So a blessing from Michelle and Barry. Our blessing to you is go forth, live exuberantly. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go MAD. Go make a difference. Michelle, don't go away, okay?
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Joy of Living podcast. Now that's another step towards your healthier, happier, and wealthier life. Never hesitate to do good in the world, no matter what the situation. Join us for another upbeat discussion next time at barryshore.com. And be sure to leave a rating and subscribe to the show to get more conversations like this. And remember to share it with your family and friends too. See you on the next episode.